You're listening to New Technia. Starship Flight 13 faces its biggest test yet. Can it deliver 20 satellites? SpaceX is preparing Starship Flight 13 to deploy 20 production Starlink V3 satellites during a suborbital technology test, days after an engine problem stopped the first attempt on the pad. Success would move Starship closer to useful payload missions, but the launch and every major objective remain uncompleted. Starship has produced spectacular launches, fiery failures, and ambitious promises. Flight 13 is designed to answer a more practical question: can the world's largest rocket begin behaving like a dependable delivery vehicle? The 30-second summary. What happened? SpaceX scheduled a second attempt at Starship Flight 13 after an engine start problem automatically aborted the first attempt on July 16. Why does it matter? The mission plans to release 20 production Starlink V3 satellites, a step beyond carrying inert test objects. What is the catch? The flight is still a suborbital test. The satellites are expected to re-enter, and none of its main objectives is guaranteed. Key number. Flight 13 plans to deploy 20 Starlink V3 satellites, extend their antennas and solar arrays, and briefly connect them to the existing constellation before they re-enter. From flying a giant rocket to delivering something useful. Rocket development is not judged only by leaving the launch pad. A commercial launch system must protect a payload, place it on the intended trajectory, release it safely, and repeat the process at an acceptable cost. That is why the satellite demonstration is the most important part of Flight 13. SpaceX says the upper stage will release 20 production Starlink V3 satellites. They are expected to open their solar arrays and antennas and attempt laser links with satellites already in low Earth orbit. The demonstration will not place the spacecraft into permanent orbit. They will follow Starship's suborbital path and are expected to burn up during re-entry roughly 20 minutes after deployment. The value lies in testing the release mechanism, communications, and behavior of real hardware during flight. Why Starlink V3 changes the stakes? Starship and Starlink are increasingly connected. SpaceX built Starship partly to carry much larger payloads than Falcon 9 can accommodate, while the next generation of Starlink satellites is designed to take advantage of that capacity. A successful deployment would therefore validate two products at once: the rocket that transports the satellites and the network hardware that SpaceX expects to use for expanding internet capacity. It would also move Starship beyond demonstrations involving simulators or passive payloads. The mission matters outside SpaceX as well. NASA depends on a modified Starship for future lunar missions. A satellite test does not prove that the vehicle is ready to carry astronauts or land on the moon, but reliable propulsion, stage control, heat protection, and repeatable launches are foundations for those more difficult goals. The first attempt never left the pad. SpaceX attempted to launch Flight 13 on July 16. Telemetry showed that several of the Super Heavy Booster's 33 engines did not start as expected, and the control system stopped the launch automatically after ignition began. An automatic abort is a safety system working as intended, but it also reveals why the next attempt deserves close attention. A vehicle this large depends on dozens of engines starting within a narrow sequence. Replacing hardware may address the immediate fault, while the data must also show whether the cause was isolated or reflects a broader reliability problem. SpaceX scheduled another attempt for July 23 with a 90-minute window. Weather, technical checks, or a new anomaly could delay it again. Until liftoff occurs, the correct description is a planned test, not a completed milestone. Flight 13 has several tests inside one mission. Satellite deployment is only one objective. SpaceX also plans to relight a Raptor engine on the upper stage during the coast phase, an ability needed for maneuvers and controlled missions beyond a simple ballistic path. The Super Heavy booster is expected to perform its boost back and landing burns toward an offshore splashdown area in the Gulf of Mexico. The upper stage is intended to survive atmospheric re-entry and make a controlled splashdown in the Indian Ocean. Engine modifications, updated alarms, and changes to the heat shield will also collect data. Some heat shield tiles have altered attachment designs, while load-sensing tiles should measure the stresses produced during ascent. Before we call it a delivery breakthrough, the mission is scheduled but has not yet launched, and a previous attempt was aborted after engine ignition. The satellites will not remain in orbit, so this is not yet an operational Starlink V3 deployment. Completing one objective would not automatically mean the booster, upper stage, and payload tests all succeeded. A successful uncrewed suborbital flight would not prove readiness for astronauts, lunar landing, or rapid reuse. What would count as real progress? The clearest success would be an orderly launch followed by stage separation, stable upper stage flight, and clean deployment of all 20 satellites. A successful engine relight and controlled splashdowns would strengthen the result, especially after problems on the previous flight. The more important measure will come afterward, whether SpaceX can study the data, correct failures, and repeat the performance without long delays. Starship does not need a visually perfect flight to teach engineers something useful, but it does need to turn lessons into reliability. Flight 13 is compelling because it sits between spectacle and service. If Starship releases real satellites as planned, it will not yet be a mature delivery system, but it will have taken a concrete step toward becoming one. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.